Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare. Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to the Game of Roses.
What do you do?
Well, I travel quite a bit for work and for pleasure.
Sounds like fun.
I mean, how could you hate it?
I know, right?
You can't hate it. But I'm like more so in the beauty and lifestyle space.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and it's a Monday. So you know this episode is going to be very special, and there's only one way you get to listen to all of it. That is to go to patreon.com/gameofroses and join us in the depths of the pit. Today is a special day for Pace Case and I. Of course, this is going to be a fantastic episode. You're going to want to listen to the whole thing, but something else has happened today. Pace Case, please do the honors.
Clues and I turned in the first draft of our book today, so we are gonna celebrate for this episode in the gore style.
California style.
California.
I guess it's the New York style at this point as well. We're going to engage in the consumption of some recreational cannabis while we do this episode. So you're going to get a double dose of that entertainment. Not only are you going to get great information, you're going to get us delivering it in an altered state.
Cheers, Clues.
Cheers, Pace Case. We did it. It really does feel like a monumental undertaking, what we've done.
Yes.
With this book. I don't want to toot our own horns or anything like that, but I'm 100% positive nothing like this book has ever existed in the history of humanity.
I don't want to exaggerate, but it's the best book that's ever been written.
Okay, I'll go there with you.
Sorry, Moby Dick. What is Ben Higgins' book?
I don't know. But I know he wrote one.
I'm
quotes.
Looking it up.
But yes, it's going to be a fantastic tome full of all the information that you could possibly
ever
want.
Sorry, alone in
game.
Plain sight, searching for connection when you're seen but not known.
Our subtitle is better. But yeah, we did it to some degree. We still have a little bit of a push ahead of us to do the next draft, to really polish this thing up, make it shiny until it's ready to be released. And I'm looking forward to doing that. But this is the bulk of the work is done, and it's good. I'm feeling very enthusiastic about it.
We didn't sleep. We didn't eat. We only exercised with weights given to us by bachelor players.
And paint cans.
I didn't lift any weights.
Paint cans attached to a curtain
paint
rod.
Paint cans as well.
That's my signature.
But I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. As well as the polish we are going to do on it next.
And not only that, every prospective player who's going to come into one of the next seasons should read this book. It's going to help all of them play better games, and it's going to elevate the general play of all these players from here until the game is done, 10,000 years from now. So, with that said, congratulations again, Pace Case, on all the hard work that you put in on this thing. It really is.
Congratulations, Clues.
What we've done. It all started how many years ago with you and me sitting on my couch watching fucking Juan Pablo or Sean Lowe, maybe Andy Dorfman, somewhere in there.
Chris Soules,
maybe. And
somewhere there.
It's taken us through thousands of memes, thousands of words of recaps. It's taken us to starting a podcast, to building the podcast, to writing a book, the hyper binge, for Christ's sakes. We did it all. And now the fruits of that labor are starting to ripen. But one of the things that we talk about in this book are the different objectives of the game. When you come into our game, there's not just winning or losing a game like in other sports. There's not even winning the big game at the end of the season like other sports. There are three objectives that are known in game: ring, crown, and making the top four. Those have statistical benefits.
And four, finding love.
Sorry. Also,
and friendship.
That. Yeah, love and
the
friendship.
The friends we made along the way.
Absolutely. But beyond those goals, there is another goal. And that's the goal that this episode is going to entirely be all about. That goal is Instagram followers. Anybody coming into the game, whether they want to find love or friendship, as Pace Case reminds me actually exists in this game, whether they wanted to find that shit or not, they're all looking for those IG gains. And so today, on this very special episode, we are going to be counting down all of the players in the million Instagram follower club.
And by the way, just to be noted, getting the ring, getting the crown, getting sand, those are mostly in service of joining this club. 1 million IG. And today We are going to talk about the most successful players in terms of Instagram. There are 34 members of this exclusive club. No players from Matt James this season have crossed that threshold yet. We do believe Katie Thurston will imminently. She's only at 561K, though now she has some work to do. Some stats on the top 34. 25 of the 34 are women, 74%. 12 of the 34 are crowns, 35%. And 6 are ring winners, 18%.
How about those full royales? Becca Kufrin's in this, right?
Kufrin's the only member of the full royale squad to be in this. Emily Maynard and Jen Cheft don't make the cut.
So that should tell you something. You can win the ring and the crown and still not be in this club. You got to have something extra. And a lot of it also has to do with when you won your ring, when you won your crown. Did Instagram even exist? But yes. As you're going to see, when we get into this list, for at least one of these elite players who played before Instagram fucking existed, she is on this list, and we are going to get to her, rest assured.
Mm-hmm.
But let's begin this pace case. We're going to take you now through all 34 players in this elite 1 million Instagram follower club, and we're going to start at the bottom and work our way all the way to the top. Here we go. The first member of the 1 million club coming in at number 34 on the all-time chart is Andy Dorfman. She has 1,011,642 followers as of this recording. Her rookie season was season 18 of The Bachelor, Juan Pablo Galvez. She dumped him after the fantasy suite, the only fantasy suite to have gone, in quotes, wrong in the history of the game. She was then crowned the 10th Bachelorette, where she gave Nick Vial the fimp and ultimately a runner-up finish to Josh Murray. She has gone on to write two books, It's Not Okay, Turning Heartbreak into Happily Ever After, and Single State of Mind. She was the last Bachelorette before the Paradise Era began and is largely believed to be the first player to cross the million follower threshold of all time. This is based on digital archaeology we've done in service of trying to answer the question, who was the first Million Club member? We believe it happened somewhere near the end of her season airing in the summer of 2014. But that's it. That's the threshold barrier is potentially the first player who ever had a million. She's at the bottom of this list. So she made it just beyond the threshold and hovered right there. 1,011,642 followers.
She's hovered for 7 years. Incredible hovering.
That's something, because as we're going to talk about a little bit later, players definitely lose followers after their time in game. We're seeing one of the biggest sheds that we've ever seen in the history of the game happening right now with Matt James, in fact.
And you are hardly ever seeing players join the Million Club long after their time in game. There is a couple exceptions. One of those exceptions is our number 33 player in the 1 Million Club. Coming in at 1,016,647 followers, Allie Fedotowsky. She played on Bachelor Season 14. That was Jake Pavelka on the Wings of Love. And she self-eliminated in fourth place after Hometowns when her company, Facebook, gave her an ultimatum about whether to keep her job there. She then became the Bachelorette for Season 6. The first Hometowns date blessing ever was achieved by Jake Pavelka during season 14. He received Allie Fedotowsky's mother's blessing during their meeting of the family portion after the mother effusively glowed the couple. We believe she got the boost to 1 million by doing loop promotions, as it was just in this past year, and she hadn't played the game in over a decade.
That shit was bonkers to me when she cracked a million. I was like, excuse me? And then, yeah, you look in her stories and she's like, if you follow this, 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 and this, I'll give you $1 million or whatever it was, you know? And I was like, all right, whatever. She's working hard. She's out there. She knows that she has to stay relevant in this parasocial world, and she found a way to do it.
The Lion Dyke model. Actually, she's probably not the first loop giveaway person. That's probably Jillian.
Was it? God, that's some deep archaeology that we got to start doing now. Who did the first loop?
I don't know. And I don't know how we find that out, but
who invented the loop?
Curious.
Some influencer for sure.
Certainly a Bachelor player didn't invent it.
No, I know, but I'm curious about the history of the loop now. Yeah, when did it?
Yeah.
Where did it start? When did it creep into our beloved game? There's so much to do.
I don't know.
That's our next book.
When did it become super common? You have the Lion Dykes doing it with their whole family and their babies.
But some players like won't do it. For some players, it's beneath them. It's interesting to see the ones who are just like super mercenary. Fuck it, I don't care. I'm getting those followers.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other players that are like, loop promotions, please. I've got a YouTube channel.
And by the way, another element of this conversation is buying followers. Did some of these players maintain this status in this club with giant inexplicable gains? Inexplicable.
And does it matter? I know there's a big argument about like engagement is more important than followers. And if you're buying followers, mm-hmm. people can tell when it's not real and all this shit. I'm like, none of this is fucking real. I'm looking at a picture of this person with a fucking number next to the head. That's all. And those numbers, we have literally ranked them on a fucking chart.
Yes.
She got the number. I think it's real. I don't care if it's Russian bots or not. She got that number.
Who is the she that you're talking about?
Ali Fedotowsky.
All of them. Oh. Well, that was in the conversation for Andy Dorfman, because Andy Dorfman had like a 40,000 or 50,000 gain in one day.
She bought?
Something like that.
Listen, I don't know. I literally was just like, I don't care if they buy him or not. And then you're like, Andy Dorfman did it. And I'm like, oh, she bought her followers?
Look, I don't know. This is purely speculation. I would assume that it most often happens right here at this cusp. Because 1 million does look a lot better than 999,000.
I think it probably has concrete benefit where SpawnCon is concerned. I bet if you have a million, your rates go up. So it's, you know, how much money do you have to pay to get a little 20, 30K bump if that means it pushes you over the million hump? And now you're making double the amount on SpawnCon. All those numbers I just said, completely made up. All conjecture, I have no fucking idea. But it seems right. Okay. So, number 32 on the list is Claire Crawley. She has 1,021,109 loyal followers. Crawley was the Bachelor Season 18 runner-up. That was, of course, JP Galvez. Un besito, it's okay. You might remember him from those lines.
Mm-hmm.
She had one of the most famous reactions to a final rose ceremony elimination during Season 18 after Juan Pablo told her she wasn't the ring winner. He tried to hug her, and she refused. She said, I lost respect for you because I thought I knew what kind of man you are, but what you made me just go through, I would never want my children having a father like you. She would later recreate this iconic moment as part of her Take No Shit branding in another takedown of a For the Wrong Reasons player on her own crown season, The Bachelorette Season 16. Before she wore the crown, she also appeared on seasons 1 and 2 of Bachelor in Paradise and on Bachelor Winter Games. She was the oldest Bachelorette at 39. Before that, the oldest had been Rachel Lindsay at 32. And she infamously chose Dale Moss as her ring winner in season 16, in quotes, blowing up the Bachelorette in the 4th episode of that season.
By the way, Claire did get engaged to Benoit, I'm going to butcher this, Beaujour Savard, after the Bachelor Winter Games.
Yeah, I mean, we were closely watching her Instagram as it just ticked up after her Good Morning America announcement. As we were going through the dog days of the pandemic, wondering when Bachelor was going to come back, she was still getting engagement. And obviously, she knows how to use social media. She fell in love over the thing. It's a part of her life in a way that, at least for these other two Bachelorettes, probably not the same. She literally was on Instagram all day, every day, looking at Dale Moss, looking at those abs, reading his little quotes.
I think she's, yeah, one of probably only a few people who have found their love in this particular way.
Yeah. But congrats to her for making the list. And we do see a trend after a certain point. All bachelorettes, like after a certain date, are on the list. And she certainly was in that time.
A notable exception, Rachel Lindsay.
Yep.
Now, somebody who I was very surprised was on this list is the next member. Number 31, with 1,041,242 followers, Jordan Rogers. He was JoJo Fletcher's ring winner on season 12 of The Bachelorette. He is most known for having a hometown date in which there was an empty chair at his family dining table, missing his estranged brother, famous football player Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers proposed in 2016, and JoJo and Jordan are still engaged. He and JoJo now host Cash Pad, a CNBC show about house flipping and investing.
I agree with you. When I found this information out that this man was on the 1 million club, I almost quit Bachelor Nation. I was like, what are we doing?
What? The Nation?
Yeah.
No.
The Nation is what makes these numbers, unless you're buying and botting and looping and all that kind of stuff. But the Nation, that's...
And it's the Russian Nation.
He's all bots. I'm just saying, the Nation that we are a part of has seen fit to give this man 1,041,242 followers. I'm one of them. I'm part of the fucking problem. You know?
I'm following him on multiple accounts. Shit.
Well, whatever. Congratulations to Aaron Rodgers' little brother.
A-Row Bro also, by the way, was a guest judge on Listen to Your Heart this past season.
Well, we might be getting to that exact story a little later in the list when we get to the person he appeared with.
Okay. Gotcha.
The next player on our list of the 1 million club is number 30, Carly Waddell. Waddell comes into the list with 1,059,380 followers. Waddell was eliminated in fifth place from season 19, Chris Soules. She was on season 2 of BIP, eliminated in week 6, then returned for season 3 of BIP, where she met Fool Edit Extraordinaire, Evan Bass. They set a world record for the longest habanero pepper kiss together, and then Bass proposed at the end of that season. They got married, had two babies together, and announced their separation in December of 2020. Fun fact, her brother Zach Waddell was on season 9 of The Bachelorette. That was Desiree Hartsock.
That was a fun fact I learned doing this episode. I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I always liked Carly. She was very entertaining on seasons of VIP, and I'm glad she's on this list. I'm glad that... Well, I mean, obviously, she had a lasting relationship with Evan Bass. I know it's over now, but they have children together. That seemed like... To me, that's a successful relationship. Even though it is over now, it was a successful one. And I'm glad she was able to get that out of VIP, and I'm... very glad she was able to walk away with a million followers. Carly Waddell is somebody who, like, overworked the other players or something. Like, she had to, for her to get to a million, she had to do everything right. And she did it. Fantastic. Glad she's
been
rewarded.
And I think part of that was she kind of had a dynamic duo thing going with Jade Roper. And I think that helped her a lot. But again, a successful coupling on Bachelor in Paradise, if you stay together for a certain amount of time, you will reap great rewards. By the way, she also has a podcast called Mommies Tell All. Two mamas spreading love. Speaking of players who worked very hard to make this list, I would say, the following player has always been in the conversation for crown, but never quite got it. Coming in at number 29, Tia Booth. She has 1,140,164 followers. Booth placed fourth on season 22, Ari Leyendyke's season. She was trained by fellow bumpkin Raven Gates and has played up her Southern girl next door charm. Her Instagram bio reads, "I love Jesus, but I cuss a little." She was also...
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. She was also on season 5 of Bachelor in Paradise, where she tried to pursue a relationship with Colton Underwood. I feel like Tia, due to timing, has never been the Bachelorette, and I guess never will at this point.
She was always just like not quite as good as whoever they picked. She had to go up against like Hannah Brown and shit. She was in that conversation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then it was Claire Crawley when they were like turning the corner, like what even is the Bachelor anymore? And we're going to do this whole thing where the identity is like a more mature Bachelorette and a more diverse cast.
No sexy
age-wise
babies.
And all that. Exactly. So she was kind of out for that. And then it was like they needed a replacement. She was in that conversation to replace Claire Crawley. But obviously the show was trying to put a better foot forward in terms of representation and everything. So Tayshia gets it. She's always been just like not quite what they need. Just an
That's
inch
two
away.
Crowns from Colton's season that were not Tia.
Yeah. And I think now it's moved on. It's like Katie Thurston, they just picked two from season 25. The window for her to ever have been Bachelorette, I feel like, is completely closed. And she was
Unless
so
they
close.
Do a Claire Crawley thing again, where they're like...
Years from now.
You think?
Tia will be the first 50-year-old Bachelorette.
She's got to age into the Claire Crawley type.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have always felt a little bad for Tia for that reason. Like,
she just bought a house.
I'm not... Obviously,
she's doing
she's
great.
Fine. I'm not saying she's destitute. I'm just saying within the game, one of the things that makes this game different than others, although they all have it to some degree, but like the politics of it, the politics of personality and where the people making the game want to take it thematically and stuff. And that's never really anything you can control. You just have to kind of fit the right thing at the right time. Ultimately, there's like an element of getting crown that is up to luck a little bit. And she's just always been like, a step outside of that luck. Somebody, though, who I feel like has almost perfectly been lucky. Somebody who has used their time in-game to create a persona that I personally believe is maxed out, maybe even a little larger than it should be. Somebody who used astute strategy. I'm not saying... They didn't use great strategy. They did. But there is something about this player that to me has always been inflated. And they're on this list. This player is... There's still over an hour left of this episode as we continue to count down every one of the players who has at least 1 million followers in order all the way up to the top. And I can guarantee you that there are some players on this list you are not going to expect. You may not even know. One player on this list has not played in over a decade. So if you want to hear the rest of this, please go to patreon.com/gameofroses. You will get access to the rest of this episode. You will get access to, I don't even know how many extra episodes we have in there now, weird videos we have in there. Every once in a while, I'll just drop a song in there that I make at 3 a.m. because I can't sleep for your listening pleasure. So please join us in the bottom of the pit with this growing community of people who are as into this game as we are. It's once again, patreon.com/gameofroses. We will see you in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit
Everyone who wants to come in, it's the pit.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin, but now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the Dewy Day Cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the Restorative Night Cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time, and it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in 3 Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.